We hear again from the appointed gospel reading of Mark 10. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." In the name of Jesus. Are you listened to? Jesus gives us the gift of prayer. He even told us to pray to his Father as our Father, that the Father would let his name be holy among us, in our lives, in our families. So are you heard? If you are heard, why are you heard? Because it hardly seems that the sinner should be able to presume that holy God would hear the prayer of one who is sinful against him. When blind Bartimaeus, sitting by the side of the road, was told that Jesus was walking by, he addressed Jesus. This is prayer. Mark 10:47. When Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." But there were reasons for Bartimaeus not to feel confident to pray to Jesus. Bartimaeus was blind, and according to the teachers of the law, the Pharisees, if your eyes are blind, or if your ears are deaf, or if you have other afflictions in life, it's because you're unworthy. You don't stack up under the law. So the teachers of the law gave Bartimaeus reason to not think he could pray. But also the crowd. They didn't want to hear this sinner praying. Mark 10:48. He began to cry out and say, Son of David, have mercy on me. And many rebuked Bartimaeus, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." This is faith, praying over against the conviction of the law that you are unworthy or unclean before God, over against the judgment of others that you don't quite stack up and maybe you should be silent, over against all doubt that God would even stoop to listen to the plea out of the mouth of a sinner. Over against all of this, faith prays. Bartimaeus prays. But how did Bartimaeus know that Jesus would hear his plea? He addresses Jesus as Son of David, that is, as the Christ, the one anointed to save sinners, to establish his throne of the cross, to shed the blood, to redeem sinners, to show mercy to sinners. "Son of David, have mercy on me," says Bartimaeus. The sinner is saved by that. The sinner is saved by mercy, not by the law or anything the sinner does. Jesus came for mercy and grace, not for the law. In a sinful world which actually looks for more law, we might think they don't look for law because they are so much breaking God's moral law. But in our sinful world, it does look for more law because to the world of sinners, the law is the way to justify yourself. In a world that does not want to hear Bartimaeus then praying for mercy over against the law, Bartimaeus' voice of faith prays, "Son of David, have mercy on me." But would Jesus hear that plea? Mark 10:50. And Jesus stooped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up. He is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus stands before Bartimaeus as the one who will not turn away from the prayer of the sinner, will not refuse the plea for mercy. Into this, Jesus has been anointed. That's what it means to be the son of David. David had been given the promise that his greater son would sit upon his throne, and it would be an eternal throne. Bartimaeus knows that Jesus is that greater, fulfilled son of David. Jesus hears Bartimaeus' prayer for mercy because he, Jesus, is the one appointed to make intercession for the sinner. That's what it means to be the son of David. It is to be the one anointed to take the throne of the cross, to shed the blood, which makes intercession for the sinner before the throne of God in heaven. Hebrews 7:25. Jesus is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. So this is what faith knows. This is what Bartimaeus knew, that the sinner approaches God the Father in confidence through Jesus. The sinner comes to God in prayer, not in any righteousness of his own, not in any worthiness under the law, but through Jesus and his righteousness. As the letter to the Hebrews puts it, Jesus is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him. Approaching God the Father through Jesus, the sinner knows, we know, that the prayer for mercy is welcomed. It is heard. It is given to our lips by Jesus himself, because that is why Jesus lives, to make intercession for the sinner. Hebrews 7:25. Jesus is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For this reason, Jesus came to us. For this purpose, he was raised up from the dead for us. It is, as the letter to the Hebrews says, why Jesus lives, to make intercession for us, the sinner. He is now seated at the right hand of the throne in heaven, the eternal throne promised through David, on the throne to speak as our advocate to his Father. He speaks to his Father for forgiveness, for mercy for us, for grace to be given us rather than the judgment of the law. The Father hears that prayer. He never refuses the intercession of his Son, for that is why he sent his Son. By that prayer, you are justified. You are declared innocent. The same voice of Jesus, this voice of intercession for the sinner, this voice of mercy, it is spoken here on earth so that the sinner justified in heaven at the throne hears that justification spoken here on earth in the word of gospel. What are we hearing, after all, when Jesus gathers us to his table? What we hear are the words he appointed to be spoken in the church. Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood, for the forgiveness of your sin. As our ears hear those words here on earth, Jesus is speaking to his Father in heaven. Father, my blood covers their sin. My blood atones for their guilt. My blood redeems them, Father, for that is why you sent me. Father, forgive them. Sins forgiven on earth are forgiven in heaven. The voice of Jesus we hear here on earth in the gospel is spoken in heaven in intercession. The sinner justified here on earth stands justified before the eternal throne in heaven, so that we stand before Jesus, as did Bartimaeus. No worthiness of our own, no righteousness to present, but sinners. Yet sinners praying Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus never turns away from that prayer, for he lives to make intercession for the sinner, for us and our families. In the name of Jesus, amen.